I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus was tempted by the devil. The devil waited until there was an opportune time when Jesus was weak and vulnerable. For Jesus had been baptized and then went into the wilderness to pray. And he took upon himself a fast. The 40 days is symbolic of a very long time. Not exactly 40 days. But we have started our own 40 days symbolically of fasting in Lent. But it's not, if you took on a calendar, it's longer than 40 days. But Sundays are not a part of Lent. Sundays are the day of the resurrection. Every Sunday is a little Easter. And so it's never counted as a part of the Lenten season. If you've been trying to do the math, that's why it doesn't work out. So this is an Easter day celebration that we have 52 Easters a year because the resurrection is so important to us. But Lent is a time of reflection and fasting and looking at what is going on for ourselves in our lives. It is a time when, even though it's tempting to forget about Lent, to really focus in on who are we? Who are we as we walk with God? How are we expressing our love for ourselves, for God, for the environment, and for each other as we walk in our lives today? We saw that Jesus was sorely tempted when he was feeling vulnerable. And the devil said, I will give you all the power you want. Just worship me. And it's all yours. And we see people today who fall for that temptation. The temptation of power. We see it in our politicians, both here in Canada. We see it in Europe. We see it in the United States. It's around the world. And people oftentimes get sucked into that vortex. But the real power is the power of love. The power of compassion. The power of forgiveness. The power of just being a person yourself, knowing the love of Jesus and following it. But this is a time to take stock. Have I been sucked into the vortex of everyday life, or am I standing for the values of Jesus in how I live my life? It's always challenging. It's never easy. Just as Jesus was vulnerable, when we are vulnerable, that's when the temptations come to us. And it's a time to always remember we can turn to God in prayer and say, Lord, help me now. I am feeling weak. I'm feeling vulnerable. And that's why the Eucharist is important. It's a sense of we are receiving a tangible symbol of the presence of the love of God within us that never leaves us. That is always there, even when we are feeling tempted. These temptations that we talk about in the reading today from Luke is the backbone of this season of contemplation. Not only are we called to reflect upon our lives in this season, but we're also called to do something extra. To carry a new way of maybe adding something a little extra, a sacrifice that will assist us and assist others. That's why we have the soup and buns as a community of Agassiz and Harrison and the surrounding area. We're gathering together as a community. We go on Wednesday nights this year to St. Anthony's Roman Catholic Church at 6 o'clock. Over the season of Lent, all the clergy will be there in town sharing a message. And then we join our sisters and brothers in a time of soup and buns, and we're exhorted to give a little extra money. And that money is used to make up a bursary. And we give the bursary to a student who's leaving our area and going on to a university. And they're being asked to think about their Christian values and that the bursary will help them. It's not a lot of money. It's $500. But it might help them these days buy a book. In my day, it helped buy a semester. But that's how things are. But it's an opportunity for the community to support its youngsters. It's an opportunity for us to build community and to do something extra. That we are a community of faith. Even though we may approach and walk with God in different ways, there's always more that unites us than separates us, and we work to remember that. And so it's an opportunity to add something to what you do. But maybe Wednesday nights is not convenient. But I encourage you to do something else, perhaps to study on your own at home. There is a great site of daily meditations called Richard Rohr, who's a friend of Erica's and mine. And he's in New Mexico. He's a Roman Catholic. But he started as a Roman Catholic, but he's bigger now. He is a person of the world who understands all people are on a faith journey of one type or another. And that God loves all of God's creation. And he is an eco-theologian, caring for the environment and remembering and reminding us that the first word of God is the creation itself, and that God is alive in all things, that God is alive in each of us, but in everything else that God has created, and is calling us to be sensitive to that and to work at restoring, not destroying, the gifts of the first word of God, the creation itself. So maybe you want to subscribe to that on your computer. And it comes every day, and it's a beautiful thing. But there's other things you can do, but I encourage you to not just look inwardly at yourselves, but also to add something extra for the next 40 days as a part of your pilgrimage towards Easter. It will greatly enrich who we are and who you are as Christians on the journey of love, because we are the Easter people. The people who are reborn from our normal ways of life of this world into a different understanding. For our community, we are called to be building the kingdom of heaven here on earth, and that we are a community to be heavenly with each other in a caring, sensitive way. And so today, as you think about the ashes you've received, as you think about the Eucharist you will receive from one of the newly commissioned Eucharistic ministers of our church, as well as myself, thinking about the love of God poured out for us, I challenge us to reimagine ourselves as alive, progressive Christians living in the year 2019 and moving forward. Who are we as we live our lives as members of the body of Christ? May God bless us all. Amen.